Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with Beach & Company, and I'm Sandy Beach with a deal of the day that'll have you happy to head for the border. Get $50 toward Happy Jack's Chinese Restaurant in Fort Erie, Ontario, for just $30. That's the perk of the day. Details at getmyperks.com. Remember, the perks to living in Western New York are just a few clicks away at getmyperks.com. It is Beach & Company, Tony Caligiuri, Joseph Beamer, and we're talking about vaping today. The governor, with a wave of his legislative wand, even though he's not supposed to have a legislative wand, by executive privilege there, he has banned most vaping flavors. I think there's a couple left which will be of no interest to younger people, but we don't want anybody smoking at that early age. But I'm thinking it's a little hypocritical, isn't it, regarding cigarettes still here, kill a lot of people we know of, but make a lot of money in taxes. And maybe in the next session in Albany, we'll see it recreational marijuana. How does that stack up with vaping, which has only been here about 7 years with no extensive information on it? Let's go to Charles in Pendleton. Charles, you're on WBEN. Hello, Charles. I do not hear. He's on the screen, and I've got him there. I guess Charles is not there. Let's go to Steve. Steve in Amherst, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, whatever happened to a constitution and freedom of choice? I just, you know, I don't smoke cigarettes. I drink very little wine. I drink very little bit of alcohol. I hate beer, you know. But who am I to tell you not to have a glass of wine on Friday, or else, you know, the morality police are going to run into your house and arrest you for it?
That's a good point. They tell you how to live your life. If it's a legal product, why can't I have it? Why are you making it illegal? They haven't done enough tests to prove that vaping is that bad for you, so I think they should have given it a little bit more time.
And, Sandy, one last thing I'd like to tell you is there's people who vape with and use the vape with absolutely zero nicotine, so I don't know how long it would take to hurt anybody. So there's another example. People like to smoke but don't want the nicotine.
Good points. Thank you very much. Thank you, Steve. Now, Tony, you have the flavors of vaping. Lay them on us and see how tempting they are.
First of all, it blew me away to see that you have so many categories. You could have beverage flavors. You could have breakfast flavors, fruit, tobacco, sweets.
Okay. Let me do you have access to all those?
I am.
If I pick one?
I'm on desserts right now.
Oh, good.
Most naturally.
I wanted to be
there
on desserts, too. All right, so vaping with dessert flavored.
Strawberry cheesecake.
That sounds good, but there's no flavor to strawberry cheesecake, is there?
It tastes like strawberries.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Okay.
Let's see. Vanilla. I'm not a big fan of vanilla.
I like vanilla.
Strawberries and cream.
That's good.
Let's see. Vanilla butternut. Straight out of donuts. Root beer float.
That's not bad. I like root beer floats. Sure. Why don't I just have a root beer float then?
Toffee dream cream. I'm not a big toffee fan.
No, I saw her once in Boston.
Shamrock's Irish milkshake.
Yeah.
Let me see. Raspberry Tony rhubarb.
Tony shut his headphones off. I don't think he can hear me. What did you say, Tony?
Raspberry rhubarb.
Oh, I love raspberry. Oh, that sounds good. I think I'm going to start vaping. Raspberry rhubarb custard?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I wouldn't smoke that thing. I'd eat it.
They do sound like they're good enough
that
to eat.
That sounds really good. Raspberry custard.
How about a mango cooler?
Yeah, I like mango.
Sweet sugary biscuits?
That's a horse I bet on at Saratoga. Well, she didn't do too well. Come on, biscuits. Here comes biscuits.
Let me see. Hazel's custard and salt. That doesn't sound good.
No. Who would buy that?
Nah. Lemon meringue.
Yeah?
I'm not big on that one. Let me see.
There's a lot of flavors.
Apple.
There. Apple. Yeah, I got enough apple. I mean, I love apple pie, apple turnovers, apple tarts, apple anything. So I think I have enough of that. Yeah, look up some more while we take some more calls because that's good. Let's see. What are the other categories?
Let me see. We have, we have vape juice.
No.
Let me see. Sweets, desserts, breakfast. Tobacco.
Breakfast,
fruit.
Because I'm wondering if they're going to have it taste like bacon.
Oh.
Yeah, check that while I ask Buzzy for a Facebook for us.
Alan says, I don't like vaping or smoking, and I would never do it myself, but if able-bodied adults want to vape flavored vapes by following the same rules as smokers, then it's none of the government's business.
Well, you're in New York, pal. In New York, everything is the government's business. This is the People's Republic of New York. It's unbelievable. Seriously. If you've not lived anywhere else, you may not appreciate what I'm going to say, but living in New York is like living in a country in the Middle East. It seems like we're under the thumb of the government at all times, and they're looking to restrict or dictate every move in our lives. From the womb to the tomb, as my good friend Henry Brock from KB News years ago used to say, from the womb to the tomb, and that's what they're trying to do. Let's take a break and return. When we return, we'll get some more flavors from Tony, some more calls from you, and some more on the Facebook. Hang in there. If my show sounds a little off today, it is. For a reason, I was really bummed out and disturbed when I came into work, and I still am. But I'm driving down the road, minding, trying to loosen my load like the Eagles. No, I'm driving down the road, and I see a chipmunk. And there's a lot of chipmunks around near where I live. And the chipmunk ran in front of my truck from left to right, and he was clearly across the road, and I felt good. I would have felt terrible had he not made it across the road. Well, guess what he does? He comes back, and I hit him with my truck. There's no way I could stop. There's just no way. It was impossible. So I was so pleased that he got across. You know how fast they run. And then I'm thinking, great. And just as I'm thinking that, he comes back. So that's kind of bummed me out. I mean, it's a chipmunk, but I still feel badly that he came back.
I've noticed that kind of behavior out of squirrels, where I've seen that they haven't cleared to go across the street, but for some reason they want to turn around. And I even saw one go in circles this morning when I dropped Nick off. What I do is I just slow down until they're completely out of the way, but you can't trust that they're going to turn right back.
The best ones to avoid getting hit are birds. They fly right in front of your car, and they manage to get out of the way just in time. But this chipmunk, I don't know what to say. I felt badly about it all day. Okay, give me a few more flavors before we get back to the calls.
First of all, the breakfast one was kind of disappointing, Sandy. I didn't see bacon.
Oh, there wasn't?
Well.
No bacon? Because that's why I wanted to see it. What else you got?
But a couple that I had mentioned before, milk and berries and straight out of donuts, those were already there. But they have baked buns, which I'm assuming is kind of like, your cross buns or something.
Have you
like
ever
that.
Had your buns baked?
Yes, I
oh,
have.
Oh, it's great. It's good. Nothing like a baked bun. You should have them all baked, though, at the same time.
Yeah, right? You really should.
Yeah.
Let me see. So that was pretty much it for the breakfast. I'm going to go to sweets next after you take a caller.
Okay, and we will take the third caller, which is David. David in Lockport, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, David.
Hey, there's a bumper crop of chipmunks at my house, so don't feel that you probably hit it because there's so many of them around. And by the way, the chipmunk running in front of you—that's the same stupid humans do that on the bike path. When you're riding a bicycle and you're going at a clip, they'll look at you and then they'll decide they want to be on the other side where their friend is, and they'll run right in front of you.
Yeah, I've seen them where they're not in single file, too. I saw one four abreast the other day.
Yeah, they want you to ride constantly ringing a bell like an idiot. Anyway, I wanted to tell you, years ago when this vaping came around, became popular, I said to my girl, the smoking Nazis are going to go after this because they view it, just think, they got rid of cigarette smoking in the workplace and then in the, you know, the football stadiums and then even in public parks, and they were successful in putting the screws to us. And then they look at people enjoying themselves vaping, and they look at it like we're questioning their superior control over us.
That's true. They maybe don't like it that we're not under their thumb. Well, guess what they're coming after next? They're coming after, and one of the texters reminded me, says, for goodness sakes, now they're trying to take away chocolate milk from kids. And I did see a piece on that yesterday on TV, and New York is trying to take away chocolate milk from kids. It's ridiculous.
Decades ago, when all of the cigarette big lawsuits, big tobacco, if my memory serves, I think they had like flavored cigarettes, like chocolate cigarettes and others. I don't recall, but...
Whatever it is, they want to be in control of it, and they want a tax bite from it.
Well, they got rid of the other flavors, is my point, of the cigarettes, except menthol, the same thing that El Duce is afraid to mess with. The only two flavors he's letting stay with the vapes is tobacco and menthol. You know why, don't you?
Why?
A certain portion of our society is partial to the menthols.
Oh, okay. So they think they can still... All right. I got it. I hear you loud and clear. Thank you, David. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. All right. Mr. Beamer, another Facebook, please. Do you believe the chocolate milk thing, by the way?
No.
I saw a piece on it on TV last night. They try, chocolate milk, for crying out loud.
Yeah, you're not getting chocolate milk out of my...
No, get out of my face. Yeah, give me another one.
Patty says, vaping and cigarettes are both bad for you. I vote for the Nicorette cinnamon gum or a Tootsie Roll Pop.
Okay. We don't have a problem with that. We're getting very specific, aren't we? Let's go to Lanny in Toronto. Lanny, you're on WBEN.
How's my favorite sandy beach?
Your favorite sandy beach is fine. Thank you, Lanny.
Listen, I got to tell you, since November of 2013, I started vaping. I was smoking two packs of cigarettes a day prior to that for about 40 years.
Wow.
Doctor was very interested to see what x-rays would show, because he said, really, there's no data on this. This was back in 2013. I said, sure, I'll go. It would take a year, he said. So I went four times every 3 months. At the end, long story short, at the end of the year, the amount of scarring in my lungs had gone down roughly 80%, he said. He showed me the report from the radiologist.
Oh, wow.
He said, what that means is, he says, I'm not saying that vaping is good for you, but it definitely is not harming you because your lungs managed to heal. Now, why are all these kids and all these people dying with this THC-induced stuff? Most likely because these guys who are extracting it, they're using something like vitamin E oil, and that oil will toast your lungs in one or two hits.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you got good news there from your doctor. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's see. You can also comment on the chocolate milk thing if you want to. I just saw it briefly. I was heading from point A to point B. And in order to get to point B, I missed most of the chocolate milk thing. But they are trying to take it away. Another one, Mr. Beamer.
Yes, we will go with Michael, who says, both are foreign substances being inhaled to your lungs. Wake up. Neither is good for you. It's like the difference between regular and light beer.
Well, I don't know what regular and light beer is. Light beer any good?
You know, it's not bad.
Beer's delicious.
Is it? Yeah, light beer is okay.
I like all beer.
You chug it faster.
There are heavy beers.
Oh, yeah.
Some beers that are so heavy, it takes you a while to drink. And then there's some that you can chug
You're
right
not
away.
Chug now, Guinness, but you will chug a light beer.
Let me ask you a question. Do we have enough TV pieces on how many breweries we have in Western New York? every newscast. Yes, there's 84 individual brand. We're here with number 84. He's got Chug It Down Sam beer. Yes, here, try it. Oh, that's great. I think I'll have another.
I'd like to give a shout out though to Hamburg Brewery. It's my favorite local brewery.
Is it really? In other words, it just tastes better. Why? Because it tastes good. All right, let's go to Fred in New Mexico. Fred, I saw you waving at President Trump yesterday when he was in New Mexico.
Yeah, it was go back home, Trump. I do those things.
Very nice. He got a big crowd there, Fred.
Yeah, we did.
Very nice.
Yeah.
What can I do for you on vaping?
Well, you know, it still includes nicotine, which is addictive.
Okay.
And tar, which is good for your lungs.
Nothing like a helping of tar.
So, I don't know.
You don't know? You haven't made up your mind?
No matter what you do, if you're inhaling stuff that...
Something's going to get you.
It's not part of the normal air.
Not good.
Some of that's not too good. That you're just doing yourself a disservice.
Yep. Well, it's like all things. I think it's a diversion from the real world. Makes you feel good. It's artificial. So just do things that'll make you feel good. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Without smoking, by the way, take smoking right off. But the big Hippocratic part of all of this is, yeah, they're not going to get rid of cigarettes, and because cigarettes raises a lot of money for them. In fact, your government makes more money off of you if you're a smoker than a vapor. So that's the way it is. So vaping may take away from smoking, may make vaping a little less attractive to the government. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930.
About letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This sounds good, and I'd like to let it run, but I have a feeling it's like 12 seconds. That's good, isn't it? Yeah. I always wait for the vocal, and it's never there. Waiting at the station,
the train
never arrives at the vocal. We're asking about vaping. Is it better to vape or not to vape? And that is the question. Mr. Beamer, you got a ton of Facebook there, then I'll go to the calls.
I do, Sandy. It's funny. It just blows up this last hour on Facebook. Paul says, the state is telling me what to do with my body. It's the same argument the left is making, but seriously, why does this need a law? Just like cigarettes, if people want to smoke it, they know the risks when they do.
Yeah, the risks are, if the risks are out there, they're publicized, everybody knows it. So if you do it, you do it at your own risk. It's like when you hear about people that do more than they can handle. They did not heed the risks, and that's what happens. Let's go to Daryl in Medina. Daryl, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Daryl.
You picked up a gooder. I just picked up a nice article. Almost threw it out. AARP Bulletin.
Okay.
CBDs. It gives you a whole breakdown. 90%. If I'm getting this right, what I've read, I haven't read the whole article yet, but if...
Fresh off the AARP newsletter. Go ahead.
If you get the pure CBD... that should cure your problem. What the problems they're running into with a lot of these people, these poisonings and all this stuff, it's because there's stuff that's being, all that stuff that's being added on is the stuff that can kill you.
Oh, yeah, basically. And listen to this. I have a daughter. This is a text. I have a daughter in high school who said that everybody she knows uses it, and they're getting them. They're not getting them from vape shops or stores. Basically, they're sending for them.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, really.
Bad, 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 bad.
Exactly. And now that you know, now that they have Google Chrome, they can probably get it faster.
Well, think about it this way. You know, when you say, "Oh boy, it tastes good. It smells good," right away. Oh, it's fine. It's not going to hurt anything. When you, how much of your food, think about it, just in like your food, how much of it is artificial to make it smell better, taste
better? You're right.
It's all synthetic.
They know how to market. Thank you very much. Marketing fools. Another one from Mr. Joseph Beamer.
Yes, Sandy, we will go this time with Brett, who says, more liberal nanny state. Well, I can't finish that sentence. I don't like vaping, but you know what? If you want to vape, just like if you want to drink, if you want to smoke, do it. Don't have this. The state shouldn't tell you what to do.
Well, here, if, say, 20 years ago, you stood up on a soapbox on the corner of your favorite place downtown and started preaching about things, what it's going to be in, say, 20 years from now. If you stood up there and said, yes, in 20 years, they will try to outlaw chocolate milk for kids, who do you think would stand up and applaud for that? Nobody. Nobody. Chocolate milk? Come on, really. And my understanding is that they're going to go after all milk, but they're starting with chocolate. Chocolate milk, I mean, you can't be serious. You really can't. I'm not giving up my chocolate milk without a fight. I don't have it often, but when I have it, I want it. And I don't want any bureaucrat to tell me I can't have it.
Oh, give me a glass of chocolate milk and some peanut butter cookies. Oh, life is good.
Peanut butter cookies. I'm writing that down. That'll be on the list, too. No more peanut butter cookies. It's not good for you. We know. We're in Albany. We're health fanatics. Look at the tan we got.
Do I need to take over Albany? Do we need to march on it?
Seriously, if I said that 20 years ago, that they're going to come after chocolate milk, you'd think I was nuts. You'd think I was reaching. But this state is unbelievable. It really, truly is.
So schools can, to my knowledge, still have vending machines with Coca-Cola and diet drinks that have additives. You don't know what they're doing to you, but chocolate milk is what they're going to tackle.
No, it's unreal. It really is. But it talks about the government's reach.
It's better for you than an energy drink, and it gives you just as much energy, if not more.
It's pathetic. It really is. They want to control every aspect of our life. What's next? What do we all really like? Chicken wings. Chicken wings. We all like wings, don't we? That'll be next. Anything we like, it's on the list.
That would be awful for those following the keto diet, because chicken wings, zero carbs.
Oh,
it's a great meal.
I'm on the keto diet right now. And so I was going to have some chicken wings today for lunch. No. I'm kidding. Let's go to, is this St. Mary of Lancaster? I think so. St. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy.
Hello there.
Everybody there. I think I've said this. I'm not a smoker. I never smoked, and I like my wine. But the fact is, this isn't a matter of, you know, the vaping or anything else. This is a matter of, like, what one of your callers mentioned. What control? What business do they have telling us what to do? And it's time for people to just, you know, over the weekend I was with some of my family members, and they're telling me, they hear me on the radio, and but I told them, I said, if you feel the way I do, talk to the idiots that can do something about it. I mean, this is an overreach that the governor has a knee-jerk reaction. First thing, somebody, you know, these people are, you know, getting sick and dying from these from vaping. Where is the news that says where they purchased that?
Yeah, where they got it. And the people who run the stores say they didn't get it from us. We're a legitimate business.
That's exactly. It's the same thing. Like, you know, this is just runs right through. It could be anything. The gun people, right? The people have guns. They go through hell to get a permit, and then they have to go through all this stuff. And then somebody comes along and steals a gun and kills somebody with that gun. And they're going to. We need more regulations, more background.
Of course, they use a good. There's no sense in wasting a good emergency. That was a Rahm Emanuel.
This is the thing. Now the governor with his knee-jerk reaction with this. You know, we're going to stop vaping. So what? The idiot stood there and he sat there and he says, "Oh, and bubble gum." He goes, "That's one of my favorites. I like bubble gum." That idiot. I mean, he just like. If it was a woman, I would have just said, like, Saturday Night Live.
And you ignorant slut.
Yeah, you ignorant slut.
So do your relatives like to hear you on the air, Mary?
Yes, so I can say hi to Billy. My nieces and everybody.
Well, it's nice that, you know, Mary is very big on religious issues, but other ones too. So thank you for calling, Mary.
The same thing.
Okay, bye-bye. St. Mary of Lancaster. We'll take a break and return for the final portion on News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, Tony, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So I just wanted to make a comment. I haven't heard anybody else really mention this. The issue of the bad black market vape products causing a lot of the worst issues that we're seeing here is kind of distracting from criticism of the ingredients in the actual legit vape products, two of which are vegetable glycerin and propylene glycol, which most people don't even know are ingredients in these products. The FDA recognizes them as generally recognized as safe for ingestion, but that's to eat and that's not for vaping, which they can have different properties when it's vaped.
When you vape, are there the ingredients listed anywhere in the packaging or anywhere so you know what's in there?
None that I've ever seen, no.
Okay. So your basic premise is what?
Basically, new studies coming out are not very confidence-inspiring on those. They do kill cells in vape form. So I think that we will be seeing issues with that, but that shouldn't be dismissed.
Okay. All right. Good comments there, Tony. Thank you very much. Let's go to next is, let's see, Mary in Williamsville. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Hi. I just wanted to say my nephew has graduated already. So this was last year. But he used to sell the vaping stuff to his friends at school that were younger and, you know, whoever wanted to buy it. He used to get his mom's credit card number. She used to give it to him or he would take it out of her purse to buy games online. And then he would use it and buy all kinds of stuff like from China, from the internet. And he would sell it at school for, you know, a profit. And I don't think you'd ever... stop that because, you know, they're tiny. They look like a USB port, that, you know, and those little things that you transfer your stuff from the computer.
Yeah.
It's tiny. I mean, I've noticed them all over the ground, like used ones and, you know, just out in the street and everything. But when she found out, you know, she got all these charges and stuff, she put a stop to it. But I don't think anybody's going to be able to stop it. Because they're so small, how would you even know what they're doing? It looks like they're passing a piece of gum.
Yeah, I hear you, and they have their ways. Kids are very intuitive. Thank you. Thank you very much. Who's next? I think it would be Amy, my Amy, in Williamsville. Amy, you're on WBEN.
Hey, I just wanted to say, like, my boyfriend had two stents put in his heart, like, a few months ago. And he was doing good. He tried the nicotine patches and gum and all that. He was doing good on the fruit flavors, and so was I. But all of a sudden, they're taking this away, so I was telling Joe Beamer I was outside smoking a menthol cigarette. And because what's the point? And people don't understand that the government is really lying to us about this vaping because it's, they're getting it illegally with the THC, and they don't understand. There's something called the dark web where they could get that with cryptocurrency, you know. And when I was younger, I started smoking, and all they have to do is know someone who's of age. They could go there themselves, buy it, and then sell it to that person.
Well, that's one of the problems that they're looking at. And right now, you're going to lose your opportunity to have the flavors that you want, even as an adult, free to make the choice. But you're not going to be able to get what you want.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Amy. Thank you very much. Wow. 803-0930-1-800-616-9236 and *930. Beamer, what do you got?
We have Kevin this time, a top fan who says they're banning flavored vaping, next chocolate milk, but I can tell you one thing they won't be banning, their paychecks. I guarantee our taxes will go up as our rights go down.
Yeah, they seem to be ready, willing, and able to control our lives. It's more than just having them decide when they're going to put a new bridge up. Now they want to reach into your pantry and say, this isn't good for you, that isn't good for you. Tony, if they went in my pantry, it would be a fairly sane, but there might be some things they'd say, not good for you. But chocolate milk? That one sticks in my craw, to be honest with you.
I will not give that up. No way.
No, me neither.
Nor will my kids.
I'll put my chocolate milk right in back of my AR-15.
Samantha will scold them. They don't want that.
Okay, let's see. 803-0930-1-800-616-9236 and *930. We're asking about vaping. Is it better to vape or not to vape? To vape or not to vape, that is the question. But the hypocrisy is not a question. It's there. Yeah, there's no problem at all with cigarettes, which will kill you because they make a lot of tax money on that. And there's probably not going to be a problem in the next session of a recreational marijuana. But that vaping, we're a little worried about that. Hypocrites.
Lindsay says, vaping the flavored vapes is the only way I've been able to quit cigarettes. And believe me, I've tried every other options. This is the only thing that has gotten me away from cigarettes. Banning this could be dangerous.
Well, that's the argument, isn't it? And they banned most of the flavors. They kept a couple. But most of the flavors they kept, they got rid of. And two calls ago, we had a woman and her, I think it was her husband, they both were doing well with the flavored. Tony, you have some more flavors for us. You were digging for them.
Yeah, we have some sweet ones
these left. These are the ones you would vapor with. In the, what is it, just the sweets section?
Yeah, we went through desserts already. Now, this is sweet, so I'm assuming
good.
More candy.
I'm liking this already.
Spearmint, are you a fan of spearmint?
Yeah, I like spearmint.
I'm not so much on spearmint. Let's see. I mentioned this one earlier.
They do that in gum. A lot of gum with spearmint.
How about black jelly beans?
Oh, that's my favorite.
Is it? Really?
I'm the only one that likes black jelly beans.
Yeah, I can't.
I like black jelly beans, and I like fruitcakes, and I'm the only one that likes either one of them.
How about twin mint?
Yeah, it's a mint.
Like a mint flavor. It's like
it's just a mint flavor.
Bananas.
Oh, yeah, anything banana is good.
I love bananas.
I saw you hanging from the swing and throwing them at the tours.
That was me. let me see. We have a peppermint twist. We've gone through that one.
Joey,
fruit gum.
Star, huh?
Fruit gum. Yeah.
Fruit gum?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of that one that had the zebra. This was out in the 70s.
Juicy fruit.
What was
juicy
it?
Juicy fruit.
Juicy fruit, yeah.
All right, yeah, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, that was always good.
All right, Beamer, another, if you would.
I will. Christian says, last I recalled before e-cigs, kids were smoking real cigarettes, not strawberry, vanilla, or raspberry, just real cigarettes. Kids are going to use adult products no matter how much you restrict or regulate them.
That's true, and that's a voice of reasonableness because that's what kids do. Kids are natural contrarians and figure out very ingenious ways to get what they want. Another.
Sarah builds on that comment and says, same thing happened with smoking regular cigarettes. Kids of all ages smoked them, and they did not ban them back in the day. It's people's choices, not the government's. Parents have to sit down and talk with their kids about vaping. Again, They will still do it or get it from someone just like regular cigarettes if they want. But it's not the new. It's not the state's job to ban them. How about educate them?
That's very good. That's an excellent posting.
Sandy, well, I do have a dangerous one for you.
A dangerous one?
Apple pie.
They have an apple pie?
I just found an apple pie one. I found a chocolate
one. Oh, get me to the nearest vaping parlor.
Coffee.
I must have apple. You know what? I'll have apple and coffee just like I do at Londa's.
There you go.
I go up to Londa's Diner. I pay, by the way. And they have the best apple pie in the world. And I have apple pie and coffee. Now I can have apple pie and coffee vapor. Wow. That about wraps it up. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 or tonight at the big meeting for the big trip. Maybe I'll see you there. Bye-bye.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.